It's good to have the chance to speak with you, and very much enjoying this brand new recording. It is the work of several composers. It is the debut on Decca Gold with the pianist Wei Luo, who we're speaking with from New York today as we hear about the recording and her career and projects. An exciting time with a debut recording and concert appearances and all that are going on. When you were young, Wei, did you come from a musical family? Did you have a first inspiration in terms of a composer or a piece of music that first drew you to the piano?
No, actually, I'm the only one person in my whole big family who learns music. So it's really interesting. But my parents, they loved playing musical, like, like CDs in my apartment. So I listened a lot to piano music. And my mom used to take me to see, like, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, and all the ballet by Tchaikovsky. So I love the dancing, I love the stage setting, and of course the music. But when I was in kindergarten, like there are pianos in the kindergarten, and I was especially like fascinated by the sound of the instrument. And then I go home and I ask my mom, "Mom, if I can learn the instrument, the thing that looks like a closet that makes magical sound." And then since no one learns music, my mom said, maybe. And she asked me to consider it seriously, because piano is not a toy. It's something I need to consider it. And so I did. After 1 month, I told her that, "Mom, I still want to learn piano and learn music." And she said, "Okay." And she and my father got me a upright piano as my 5-year-old birthday gift. So ever since then, I started my musical journey.
In reading some of your biography, Wei, it says that you have performed often and have been drawn to some of the music of some of the Russian composers, and you mentioned going to see the ballet as a young child. Do you think hearing that music, especially by Tchaikovsky, was one of the early things that drew you to the Russian composers?
Yes, sure. Yes, like the music was really exciting, and I loved the beautiful melodies and the stories behind the music a lot when I was young.
Was there a path with your teachers that there would be perhaps not just related to the skills of a young player and a developing young player, but composers that you began to learn and study first and have progressed through to discover others who were some of those earliest composers whose music that you played advancing to where you are now, even albeit still a very young performer as you are?
Yes, of course, like Bach. Like, he is one of my most favorite composers, Bach and Beethoven. So when I was young, I loved and I played a lot Bach.
You are a recipient of the 2018 Gilmore Young Artist Award, and also have won other awards in China. You've had the chance to begin making concerts, and now with this debut recording, because it was a debut release, were you able to have a lot of creative freedom in choosing the works that would be featured here? Were others more influential? What was the process in choosing composers such as Ravel, Shostakovich, and Prokofiev for this CD?
Oh, yes, I was very lucky to choose my own program on this, my first CD. The reason why I chose them, because every one of them is very close to my heart. And so I want to share my most favorite music with the audience, and such as the Ravel La Valse, which I played for my audition at Curtis Institute when I was 13, and also Prokofiev, the Seventh Sonata, and the Shostakovich Prelude and Fugues. Like, the first time I heard the Shostakovich, I almost cried. So I think they are very close to my heart, and I would love to have them on my first album. It's very meaningful to myself.
Did you want to make the first recording solo pieces that we hear? Are you more comfortable in that setting at this point than working with an orchestra? What is that balance like in terms of the concerts that you give and perhaps the next recording that might be in line?
Yeah, I think the solo album is like my personal statement. So maybe solo CD is why we consider it. But maybe later it will be with orchestra. So it's very nice that I have the opportunity to discuss this with my two teachers and with the label.
Are you in the concerts at this point playing more in a solo recital setting, or are the opportunities beginning to come your way to work with an orchestra in concerto type compositions? What are you finding as you're out beginning to tour?
Actually both. I just got back from Denver yesterday, performing Prokofiev's third piano concerto with the orchestra. And also I'm performing solo concerts in Philadelphia soon. And I think it's very different experience to have solo and performing concertos, but I love both of them. Although they're different, but I love negotiating my music with audience in every kind of form is okay.
Do concert halls or venues or concert organizers make a contact with the artist to request certain pieces, or to, if they are programming a whole season, do they approach you, an artist, hoping that you will play more in a solo setting? Or depending on what other artists they are working with, are they asking you to play a concerto on your program? How do you keep yourself balanced between playing the two and the requests that you have as you go from concert to concert?
We actually, like, the concerts are booked in advance, so we have the opportunity and the time to discuss. Like, often the orchestra will ask what concertos I have played, and I will tell them I have played like 16 concertos, and which one you need to fit in the orchestra program, and then we discuss, and then we put the final version onto the program. And the solo recital is more like I put on everything on my own side, so they don't actually ask for anything usually.
You're studying, as you noted, at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, one of the great, great music schools. Who are some of the artists that you have come in contact with, other performers that may be of name recognition to those listening with us today, and perhaps new friends that you have made in the course of your studies there?
Actually, at school, I play a lot of chamber music at school, and so especially with my violinist and cellist friends, we do a lot. And so in my plan, actually, I'm going to play some Schubert songs with some of my best friends, singers. So I think Curtis really provide us, the students, the opportunity to have the highest level of studying experience through all these opportunities.
Are you finding a comfort level then with some of those musicians that you've become acquainted with that might lend itself to either a recording opportunity or to give concerts of some of these chamber works that you were talking about?
Yes. I feel very comfortable with that.
You were going to be coming to give a Rising Star Series recital concert to Kalamazoo, Michigan. And so folks here in the Michigan area will have a chance to hear you up close and personal in January of 2020. And you talked about booking the concerts well out in advance. How far is that concert schedule set for you? How far down the road does the calendar go where you are going to be traveling here, there, and everywhere over the next several months?
I think the concerts was negotiated at least 12 months before. So my manager just called me this morning about I'm performing in Minnesota in 2020, November. So they are talking about asking if I can perform Prokofiev, the second piano concerto with them. And I said, yes. Yeah, it's one of my favorite pieces. So it's very nice that I have this negotiation like that long ago, like before the real concert, so I can prepare it well.
Are there plans, at least, obviously this is a very new recording, your self-titled debut on Decca Gold. Are there plans in and amongst this concertizing schedule as to when you might have the next chance to record? And have you given thought as to what might come on a follow-up to this self-titled debut?
I'm still thinking about this yet. I'm not so sure about the next one, but I just have some like very general ideas, but yeah, I'm not so sure. But we always discuss with my teachers and my manager and the label. So they are very, very supportive about what I want to do.
Well, it is a very stunning debut and a wide range of pieces that are played here, different tempos, different colors and textures that come out in the selections that you have chosen for this first disc. It's a pleasure to have it in our library and a greater pleasure to have the chance to talk with you, Wei. And we wish you nothing but the best as you continue with the busy concertizing schedule and exploring other pieces that you'll soon be bringing to the stage and planning for recordings to come. And it's been a joy having the chance to talk with you. Thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Yeah, thank you, David. And I look forward to coming back in Michigan next January.
January in Kalamazoo for that concert that will be held at the Wellspring Theater, the Gilmore Rising Star Series recital with pianist Wei Luo. Thanks again, Wei. It has been a joy and all the best. Please continue to bring your art to us. We are anxious to hear more.
Thank you so much, David.